It seems like a little frustration out of Jet camp yesterday, as after the offense performing quite well throughout the first beginnings of camp, first day of pads, not so much. Defense had their way of it. It sounded like there would have been three or four sacks if they actually allowed sacks at practice. An interception off the hands of Lazard. And even a little bit of a argument back and forth between Rodgers and Garrett Wilson. And I'll tell you this right now. I love it all. I love the struggle, and I love Aaron Rodgers holding these guys accountable. We talk about it with the Yankees, right? No one's held accountable. I've talked about it with the Mets. That part of the reason for this turnaround was the holding account. Oh, Lopez, you want to throw your glove into the stands? You want to be here? You don't care that I don't like it? Bye. Hauser, you're not good in the rotation? We'll put you in the bullpen. Bye. I love accountability. And to have someone, you saw it last year in Hard Knocks when they were talking about it and they were going over what Rodgers likes, and they brought in obviously a bunch of his guys, including Randall Cobb. And Cobb was talking about it to the young receivers, and he was referring to him as just as 12. Eight, I'm sorry. And he's like, he's not going to like it. You're going to do this, you're going to hear from it. Like, he knew exactly how to talk to him and exactly what to expect. And I think Aaron Rodgers, because, you know, despite the idea of all the different issues he's had in Green Bay, right, and all the reputation he had built up and his inability to work with young players, and this is probably part of it, but everything since he's been a Jet has been great, right? The young players are all... they're chasing him on social media. They're going out to get, they're buying each other chains. They're just having a grand old time. They love him. He is the offense. And that's what I love about this, because he is, and I know this bothers a lot of people. And maybe in the NFL, ultimately, it's not as successful as even I think it can be. I'm open to that. I understand that the NFL is a different animal in many ways. But he is the team. And I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. So many people have this opinion, though, the head coach has got to be the guy and this and that. And I get it. And I'm not saying the head coach has to bow and, you know, listen to everything Aaron Rodgers says, or that Aaron Rodgers should be deciding who his backup quarterback is or who they go out and sign after he's injured. Like, all that stuff went far too far. But on the field, I love the idea that the players, whether it be Tippmann, who apparently at center is having all kinds of problems with the snaps, I love that the players have to not only be held accountable to the head coach, but they're held accountable to this quarterback who's at the tail end of his career, who's come over here to change things, and whether or not he has is a different story, but he's been brought here to change things and win, and he wants another championship to solidify and cement his standings inside NFL history. And if there's going to be problems, he's going to make you feel it. And that's why I wanted the offensive coordinator back. That's why I wanted Hackett back. That's why I wanted, because I want him not focused on anything else, but running an offense that he is so familiar with and so understands it backwards and forwards, that he doesn't have to worry about anything else but making sure his teammates do, as opposed to learning something else and working on new verbiage and working with a new coach and trying to figure things out. As bad as Hackett may be without Aaron Rodgers, as bad as he might be, together, you know they work. You know they work well together. Whether he's calling plays or not, I trust Aaron Rodgers' understanding of how important Nathaniel Hackett is to the situation over us. And he deems him to be pretty damn important. And the two of them working together works. It didn't work without him. It can work with him. And that's why I want him totally focused on being able to do this and being able to be on top of his guys and having a secondary person, a player on the field. Not like Zach Wilson, who they openly flout and openly mock and openly try and get the other quarterbacks in the game and wear jerseys and throw parties when he's benched. Someone they respect, someone they know is legitimately an all-time great, someone who's running this thing, and someone who they have to worry about pleasing. And so if he's getting feisty on the field, and I love him and Wilson, and I love the idea that Wilson's going to go back at him. I saw the video. Good. And that's why I'm hesitant to bring another star wide receiver, be Davante Adams or anybody else, because I want Wilson to be that guy. And I want Wilson to be able to step up and get in Aaron Rodgers' face. I want them to have that relationship. I want Wilson to feel comfortable enough and confident enough. I think that's a good sign, as opposed to just cowering to whatever Aaron Rodgers says. Like, yeah, it's Aaron Rodgers' job to do that, and then it's them to fight back or stand up to him or have a discussion and figure things out. I think it's good. I think it's all positive within a couple of practices of the season. This is all, these are all the things they need to work out. So, I mean, we'll see how it plays out. It's just a matter of him staying healthy. But I like the idea that they can yell at each other, disagree with each other, and end in a handshake. That's what it's supposed to be. Right? That's family. That's football. That's what it's supposed to be. And I love that Aaron Rodgers is such a leader on the field and someone that they feel they need to. You hear the quotes from the tight end. And like, it's, we all know it's Rodgers' show. And I know that makes a lot of people uncomfortable, and it goes against many things, traditions inside the NFL. The head coach has got to be the guy. And I think in some ways, Robert Saleh is. And, you know, everyone's so matter of fact at the idea that Saleh's not a good head coach. I can't tell you he is because they haven't won. And I can tell you he's not very good at dealing with adversity. And I can tell you right now that he got petty at the end and worried about leaks and asking for people, you know, I mean, just a lot of nonsense inside the Jets organization. Right? But he's had the worst quarterback room in the history. I mean, it doesn't get worse than what he was presented. And to now have, hopefully, a healthy Aaron Rodgers on the field as the leader, that he can focus a little bit more of his attention on defense and allow Hackett and Rodgers to run this thing offensively. Nothing has changed in my belief that this Jet team is as good as any in football. I mean, roster-wise, I think they've got a special thing going on in Kansas City. I get it. I can't tell you they're better than the defending Super Bowl champions. And I can't tell you that he's better than Patrick Mahomes, because I don't know if this point in his career he is. In fact, I'd guess he isn't. But I still think you're talking about a top-five quarterback who knows this thing and this offense inside and out, who's willing to get in the face of his players, hold people accountable, get an uncomfortable moment that ends in a handshake. That's exactly what you want.